Hello, it's Tuesday, December the 21st, and we're in chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, and verses 1 to 6, the letter to the church at Sardis. They have a reputation for being alive, but in actual fact, they are dead. Straight out of the gate, this letter is one of enormous criticism and judgment. And there is a call to strengthen the things that remain because the church is about to die. That's a very disturbing thought, that a church can have so little self-awareness about its own state, spiritual state, that it can think of itself as a lively church, lots of programs, lots of activity, lots of things going on, but a mile wide and a millimeter thick. And I think this church in Sardis is a call for us as a congregation, whichever congregation you belong to self-examine constantly. I think that's what these seven letters are designed to do, and to see if spiritual lethargy exists within the congregation. So three verbs: to remember, to keep, to repent. If not, he will come. Jesus says, I will come like a thief and in judgment upon them. Only a few of the Sardinians have not soiled their garments. What a gripping phrase to use of the church in Sardis, that they've soiled their garments. And they will walk in white in verses 5 and 6. Christ will not erase their names from the book of life. Now, that isn't meant to be understood as though there is a threat to remove their names. Our names cannot be removed from the Lamb's book of life. It is the reverse that's intended, that it is an assurance that their names will not be erased. But how do you know whether your name is written on the Lamb's book of life? And the answer of these letters is through perseverance, through continuing faith, through continuing deepening, growing spirituality. And it's in that direction that assurance comes. Jesus promises to these few Sardinian faithful Christians that he will mention their name to his heavenly Father. And it's a letter, short letter, but right out of the gate with that assessment that they thought they were alive, but in actual fact, they were almost dead. Well, that's it for today. We'll pick it up again tomorrow with the church at Philadelphia.